The entireness of a wild place, left intact, is important to our strung-out American souls. Even if we never do more than drive to its edge and look in, for it can be a means of reassuring ourselves of our sanity as creatures, a part of the geography of hope.
Dancer and choreographer Deborah Colley quotes from Wallace Stegner's 1960 Letter to Congress, a major inspiration for her own Letter to Congress, spoken more with movement framed in living wilderness than with words. So I'm joined by Deb Colley, and you are working on a very special personal project that you've called A Letter to Congress, A Wild Sanity.
Letter to Congress is a project that I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's an outdoor dance film that is advocating for public lands. Public lands and my experience in wild outdoor places has been a fundamental part of my life and development as a human being and citizen. This year, with the election and news of the national monuments being up for review, I felt more compelled than usual to bring this project forward. I received a commission from Dance Initiative to kind of get it off the ground and going, and then it kind of snowballed into a bigger vision, which is really and truly for it to be a letter to Congress. The film itself, it has dance and music, and it's all filmed on public lands in national forests. And I'm just hoping that this other way of delivering a message might be effective, because it sounds like it's not a priority to all of our lawmakers to keep this part of our American identity and country intact.
And did you have Wallace Stegner in mind in the very beginning when you first decided that you wanted to pursue this project?
Initially, I didn't have Wallace Stegner's Wilderness Letter in mind. I was really inspired by Wendell Berry's poem, Piece of Wild Things.
When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
That poem really captures the sanity aspect of my project, which is like why I go to nature, why I go outside, why we all take vacation in beautiful places. It's because when life is hard or when we've been stressed out, it's these beautiful natural places that soften us, bring us back to ourselves, give us some space, let us thaw out, and ultimately have peace and reflection and hope, you know, at the end of the day. And then I reunited myself with Wallace Stegner's Wilderness Letter, which I actually am familiar with because I have a degree in environmental science and public policy, and the history of public policy was part of my education. And I really love that piece of literature by him. And I love the power that it had in the process of the Wilderness Act.
And what stage is the project in now?
In late June and early July, we filmed all of the scenes. We have finished the letter. We have finished the sound score, which was created by the band members of Raccoon Fight. And now that's all been recorded, and we're working on cleaning that up. Cool Brick Studios is 100% sponsoring the recording process. We're done with those pieces, but we still have all of the post-production to get through, and we're doing a little fundraising campaign to make sure we can pay for all those final steps, and then also pay for any of the things that need to happen logistically to actually get the film to Congress. We're concluding the fundraising campaign with a performance for the community at Sustainable Settings, August 25th and 26th at 7 p.m., so that the community can kind of have a sense of what it is in real time. The film itself will share with the community at some point. The dancers basically know everything that they're doing except for one song. That section of the film is a little bit abstracted. It's an earth baptism, and there's a lot of interaction with water, which you can't do a whole dance in water. Well, you could, but I didn't want to torture dancers in cold mountain water. Plus, I wanted there to be like some getting dirty, like really getting dirty before getting into water. Mm. But that's how I end the project, is with this kind of like earth baptism. I'd really like to see this become just the launching point for a campaign to bring different artists together to create letters to Congress for public lands. Amazing partnership has formed between Letter to Congress of Wild Sanity and Women for Wildlands. The arts have a way of reaching a broader audience or connecting more deeply with the human psyche.
More information about this project and tickets to the upcoming show are available at danceinitiative.org.
A republic for.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley. This production includes music by Raccoon Fight, a poem read by Wendell Berry, and audio mixed by Cool Brick Studios.